At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Down a Danette, Fritzy under the weather. Hope he's feeling better. Seton's got the back row to himself. Paulie's here. Marvin's here. Yours truly. Also the backroom guys, including Tyler, who is handling the phone call duties today, every day. You can dial them up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and watching this show for free. Also, our radio affiliates around the country. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming in this first hour. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code Patrick. Get a special offer when you sign up. That's code Patrick, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's not officially listed as lying to the media day yesterday, but it should be, because the general managers got together. Most of the general managers in the NFL got together, and these are a lot of the GMs whose teams are not in the playoffs. So you're meeting with the local media. Local media gets to ask you questions. Gets to ask you questions like this with Ryan Poles, the Bears general manager.
I'm excited for the direction he's going, and as I mentioned before, he knows where he has to improve. I think you mentioned that the other day. So we're excited about his development and where he goes next. He showed ability to be impactful with his legs. There's flashes with his arm. Now if we can put that together, I think we have something really good.
All right. That's him talking about Justin Fields. This is the one that we should have brought you.
Because you have the first pick, there are people that sit there, oh, a quarterback might be available there. You're saying Justin's your guy.
Well, we're going to do the same as we've always done. We're going to evaluate the draft class. And I would say this, I'd have to be absolutely blown away to make that type of decision.
Okay, you're open to it. Hey, if I'm blown away, instead of saying we got our quarterback, but we're open for business. He actually said both. He said, yeah, Justin Fields, unless I'm blown away. I love my wife, unless I'm blown away by somebody else. Wait, are you committed? If I'm Justin Fields and I'm watching that, I'm like, yeah, all right, my GM is, wait, what? Plus, if you're going to meet with the media, why would you tell them anything? I wouldn't. I mean, it's must-lie situation. And if I'm a member of the media, I expect that. I just want to hear how you're going to lie to me. Or you can be vague. But why would you let anybody know what you're going to do? Unless you're going to play a game so the Colts go, oh my gosh, wait, they could be taking Bryce Young? Or you're Carolina and you go, well, we can't get one of those quarterbacks. Maybe we could trade for Justin Fields. Justin Fields is an interesting player, but he's polarizing in a way because he is really good at running the football. And he's entertaining. And the only reason to watch the Bears this year. But also, he's not a good passer. Now, he doesn't have weapons, but and he doesn't have an offensive line. Other than that, he does have ability, but does he have the capabilities where you go, we're going to pass up the number one pick in the draft? Bryce Young. We may not be in this position again. And let's look at the game plan here. If you're going to take Bryce Young, trade Justin Fields, what are you going to get for Justin Fields? You going to get a first-round pick? I also get a quarterback who I'm going to bring in, who's also a runner, but a better passer, at least I think the draft profile is Bryce Young is a better passer than Justin Fields. So I'm going to bring him in. Now I've got a rookie contract there. What am I going to get? Now I get another first-round pick, and now I start the rebuild here. But are you committed to Justin Fields? If you're committed to him, now you're open for business with the number one pick overall. And then what can you get for that pick if Carolina wants to jump up? If the Colts want to jump up? There's a few teams. And now the game begins. But I would never tell somebody in the middle of January what our plans are. There's no benefit to that unless I'm playing a game with other people. But it's a must-lie situation. And you start to look at a franchise quarterback. I don't know if Bryce Young's a franchise quarterback, but if you think he is, then you make that move. There would be no question in my mind. If I thought Bryce Young was a significant upgrade over Justin Fields, I would make that move. Because if I can get a first-round pick, maybe something a little bit more. I mean, he did rush for over 1,000 yards. I don't want my quarterback rushing for over 1,000 yards. But I'm not worried about the fan reaction to this. This is your job. If you're going to base your job on what you think the fans want, you're in trouble. This has to be your job, your decision, your commitment, and then you move forward. And you better hope that Bryce Young is that quarterback. Or C.J. Stroud. You know, the odds, DraftKings has odds on the number one, you know, player taken, and it's Bryce Young. Then it's C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, and Jalen Carter. But if I need a quarterback, or I feel like I don't have a quarterback, then that's who I'm taking. I would take Bryce Young. Or if you feel like, if you grade it out and you see C.J. Stroud or Will Levis, but take that quarterback and don't look back. But if you have doubts, then trade the pick. Or, you know, are you going to take Jalen Carter, you know, Georgia interior lineman? Yeah, Seton.
Man, it feels like just yesterday we were at Justin Fields' pro day watching him roll out to the left and throw a 65-yard bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Well, remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But we were also at the pro day for Zach Wilson, who rolled left and threw right for 60 yards. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, but remember that clip, though, how awesome it was?
Oh, I know, but it's the Patrick Mahomesian of pro days. The, you know, where you go, I got to roll left and throw right 60 yards.
How many times did the Bears call that play this year?
How many times did you see Zach Wilson roll left, throw right, and complete a 60-yard pass? Probably zero times this year. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Yes, Paulie.
If you're the GM of the Bears, do you have two phones on your desk, a Fields phone and a number one pick phone? Because otherwise, when you pick up the phone and it's like the Carolina Panthers GM, hey, how's it going? What are you calling about? Because you got to find out which direction they're calling. Fields, by the way, this year, he threw for 17 touchdowns, 11 picks. His quarterback rating was not bad. It was 85, but he only threw for 2,200 yards. That is the worst amount of yardage by a quarterback who started 15 games in the past 20 years.
Yeah, if you have any hesitancy, then take that quarterback. If you think Bryce Young, boy, we can't pass him up. He's in that small group of can't miss quarterbacks. Okay, then you make the move. Now, if I'm Carolina, do I want what you don't want? Would I be willing to give up, what is it, the eighth pick in the draft? This is a team that could have drafted Justin Fields 2 years ago. Now, new regime, do you go, oh, man, we'd love to have him. Who's going to be the head coach there? Now, does Sean Payton go, oh, my God, trade for Justin Fields. I'll make him into a Pro Bowl quarterback. But if you have any doubt, I would make that move. Because look at what you're going to do to your team. You reset the rookie contract at that position. I'm going to get another first-round draft pick, hopefully for Justin Fields, and maybe I get a wide receiver or an offensive lineman. What a novel approach to improving your offense. I don't care who your quarterback is. If you don't have any weapons there, you're going to be like, that guy's really good, but that team is not. So you have a really good quarterback, and you are back in the position of having the number one pick in the draft. Yes, Eden.
But isn't there a scenario, though, where, say, the Bears trade the number one pick?
Mm-hmm.
They stick with Justin Fields, even just for the year. You can still bring in all of this. You know, you have all of this cap space. You could bring in a whole bunch of, you know, 5-6 new players or whatever. And you stick with Justin Fields just for this one year because you'll know at the end of the year if he is the guy or not. And then if he's not the guy, chances are you have a high draft pick again. So just draft another quarterback.
Yeah, but here's the thing. But then you get Caleb Williams. Here's the thing. If you don't know by now if Justin Fields is your quarterback, then you're not doing your job. You should know. You know, the Ravens may not know because of the amount of money that Lamar Jackson wants. That's different. Justin Fields, if I just say the talent to throw the football on a consistent basis in the NFL, are you capable of doing that? And if you believe that and he still gives you the element of running the football, then I would keep him. And then I would trade the number one pick. But you can't go 2 years watching somebody play and go, I'm just not sure. At that position, you know. I mean, go back to when we saw the Chargers on Hard Knocks. And you're watching veterans watch Justin Herbert throw the football. They stopped and watched him. And I'm going, oh, my God, there's your quarterback. I mean, they had Tyrod Taylor, but I'm going, oh, that tells me a whole lot when the veterans are watching him. Yes, yeah,
he. How does the, if you don't know by now, then you're not doing your job scenario apply to the 49ers? Because they have about five quarterbacks right now that I think are pretty good, but maybe not.
I think they knew what they had with Jimmy G, and they were willing to let him go. I think they knew what they had with Trey Lance, and then he got hurt. They sort of stumbled into Brock Purdy because I don't know if they actually knew what they had in him. And he'd only been there, you know, how many months? Less than a year. But after 2 years of watching somebody play, what, 30-some games? 30-odd games? You should know how good somebody is going to be at that position. I'd be shocked if the GM would go, I'm still not sure about his ability to throw the football. Yeah, Paul.
But if you listen to that first clip you played, he does say that. He goes, he's a great runner. He's exciting, blah, blah, blah. He goes, we're still waiting to see if we could make steps in the passing game. Like you said, 25 starts in and...
I got to know if you can throw the football. You might have guys who can't catch, but I have to know if you can throw the football on a consistent basis. Right?
They've never seen him play with good players. That's the problem. The Bears have never had a good line and decent receivers around him at any point in the past 2 years. So they have no sample. They should go let him play with the Niners for a couple of weeks, like a scrimmage, and see what he does.
I feel like they owe him a year.
No. Oh, okay.
Like, give him a shot. You have this one opportunity. The guy's been running for his life the last 2 years or whatever. Just...
No.
He's been taking all the hits. He's been taking all the abuse. He's been taking all the crap just for some other kid to come out of college to get the... Hell no.
Oh, no. These are business decisions.
Hell
these
no.
are grown-ass man
things.
Decisions.
No, you can't do it emotionally.
Hey, we got to be... No, but you're doing it emotionally.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
see,
no.
You're getting soft. You're caring about players?
Yeah, you can't. You can't go, you know what? Nah. I think we owe it to him. Like, he ran for 1,000 yards. He was the only thing interesting about us.
A little humanity in this damn game.
Ugh. No, we've had humanity. Damar Hamlin, we don't have humanity when it comes to decisions like this.
Just as Tua.
Yes, but yeah.
And I guess that's the other thing. If you compare it to, like, a Cam Newton style, is Justin Fields' style sustainable for 10 years?
No.
Well, then even more so, then you should question the entire decision. It doesn't even matter how good he is.
Yeah, but I don't know how much Bryce Young is going to run. I feel like he's a better passer.
Where are the dropback quarterbacks?
C.J. Stroud...
More of a dropback.
...is more of, but he did use his legs against Georgia. And I'm told C.J. Stroud, it might be the best pocket passer in this group. But you got to be... You can't waver on this. Do you have mock drafts, Paulie?
I just got a mock
draft. Okay, let me take a break here.
Oh.
Because
Sorry.
There's another story that is right in front of us, and I don't know if anybody is really exploring it the way they should.
Teaser.
Yes. Take that, Mike Greenberg. That's a tease. Get up. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We got our poll question and a few things to talk about as well. Mike Tannenbaum, former GM, he agrees with me. Move on from Justin Fields.
Are you declaring?
I am.
Wow.
Yes. I'd have to grade out Bryce Young. You can't make a decision now in January.
Have you been watching tape?
Yes.
You and Jaws?
Yeah. Normally, I watch bad football. Now I've been watching some pretty good football. Let me take a break here. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Seton and the French Kid are devising a game plan, getting in the Sprinter van, and they're going to go out, drive cross country.
Yep.
And we're going to stop in different cities where we have Dan Patrick Show affiliates. And Seton's going to, say hello, meet and greet maybe. And we're going to make this, one of those road trips to remember.
Going to be cowboy hats involved?
Yes. Yes.
We're going big.
Are you
going to
go tour shirts?
Possibly. Possibly some tour shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what they're going to do is drive the Sprinter van out to Arizona, and they're going to test drive it for you. It'll be game used, and then we're giving away that Sprinter van.
Last year, we drove from Milford down south to, Houston over to El Paso and then back up because we were trying to avoid a storm that we ended up getting stuck in anyway. This year, we're just plowing straight through if there's any storms. We don't care. We're going straight through the heart of the country.
It's the DP Show Ultimate Fan Van Sweepstakes. To enter, get official rules. Visit danpatrick.com. Your chance to win. Now's the time to unlock your potential, that great Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We'll settle on a poll question. I mentioned there's a story that's right in front of us, and I don't know if anybody is going to make it a big deal or not. You guys want to play Guess That Story that has to do with this weekend's slate of football games. Guess That Story. Paulie?
Sean Payton has not been rumored at all to be in play for the Cowboys whatsoever. You'd think that'd be something that would be in play, at least as a rumor.
No, because I think Jerry Jones was pretty adamant saying that Mike McCarthy is not coaching for his job.
What if they lost by 3 touchdowns this weekend?
I'm going to take Jerry at his word right now that no, his job is not in jeopardy. If I could get Sean Payton, then his job should be in jeopardy if they lose this game against Tampa on Monday night. Seton, guess this story.
Is it future great quarterback matchup in Chargers Jaguars?
Not a big story.
Not a big story, but it's right in front of us.
It is right
in front
of us.
It's right there in front of us.
Yeah. Paulie, you went back in.
I like a second guess. John Harbaugh of the Ravens is lying, and Lamar Jackson is going to be fine to play against the Bengals. Hence, the line is only 6.5.
I think Lamar Jackson's playing. I don't think Tua is, but I think Lamar Jackson is.
So that was the right guess.
Yeah, but that's not the story right in front of us. Now, he may have lied to us, deceived us, misled us. Yes, he.
How about battle of surprisingly good quarterbacks in Seahawks 49ers?
Okay. That is a story
right in front of us. Right in front of us.
Marvin, do you have a guess here?
Something about Daniel Jones and the Giants.
Ooh, Danny Dimes.
Comeback player of the year.
Taking down Kirk D. Cousins.
That's kind of a vague answer there. Yes, Mark.
It also won't be a shock if the Giants beat the Vikings.
No, it won't be.
I'm picking the Giants.
Okay, here's the story right in front of us. Tom Brady could be playing his final game on Monday night against the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are favored. Nobody is talking about, there's more people speculating on did Aaron Rodgers play his last game with the Packers, and he's got $60 million coming his way. Tom Brady's got $300 million coming his way from Fox if he decides to retire. But you're at home, could be your last game as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I guess everybody's under the impression Tom Brady's going to play next season, but is there a scenario where Tom Brady decides, if they lose, this is his last game? Because it's not being treated that way. Yes, Eden?
If you already have $250 million in the bank, is the lure of $300 more million taking you out of, you know what I mean? Like, does it still have that?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Tom that. Tom, you got $300 million. Do you care about the other $300 million that Fox is going to give you?
It would just seem, to me, it seems crazy that this could be his last game.
It does.
One, because the Buccaneers are going to win.
But.
And two.
Shut up. Annoying. But Tampa's not very good. They are underdogs at home against Dallas.
Are you calling Dallas to beat the Buccaneers?
No, I'd never bet against Brady. Even if they get blown out, I would never bet against Brady. No matter what. I've seen it too many times where you go, you know, Not the old Tom Brady. He still has that ability somehow, some way. And the Cowboys know that. They know that in the back of their... If you watch what happened with the Rams last year against Tampa Bay, where the Rams are blowing them out, and then here comes Brady. We saw Brady against the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, a very good team. And granted, Jalen Hurts, that's his first playoff experience. But it's Tom Brady, you know, you get into those moments, he sort of runs to the drama. Others kind of shrink from it. Yes, Paul?
I love that the Bucs are 8-9 hosting a playoff game at Monday night at home. It's wild. Do you think people don't think Brady's going to retire more so because what happened at the end of last year where he retired and unretired and you don't want to put all your chips in, like media-wise, or because his family situation seems, I don't know if the word settled is right. He's on his own now.
Yeah, but you want to be around your kids. Your kids are in Florida. If this is his last game as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, where's he going? If he goes to the Raiders, goes to San Francisco, maybe the Dolphins. But it feels like there should be a little bit, even for just the hype portion of this. Like, the mother should be rolling this out of Tom Brady, last game, question mark. I mean, they do that for lesser stories. Maybe Monday. Monday NFL Live goes crazy. But I think it's a story. I don't know how big the story is, but I do think it's a story. Yes, he
does. It become more of a story if Tom Brady doesn't switch jerseys with somebody
and he
walks off looking into the stands, arm around his buddy.
He takes it all in. Well, he might do that, but that wouldn't be his last game. True. It'd be his last game as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Just throwing it out there. Okay. Paulie found his first mock draft.
Yes, this is from our friends at Pro Football Focus. Oh, they just dropped this. Our buddy Mike Renner.
They're very serious.
The handsome kid over there.
Okay.
Okay, who does he have taking the first mock draft? Who is taking the number one pick of the draft in the Pro Football Focus mock draft? And they're not hot takers.
I'm going to say the Indianapolis Colts.
You're correct. They have the Colts trading up from 4-1 to take Bryce Young of Alabama, which means the Bears would trade down. With the number two pick of the draft, they have the Houston Texans taking blank quarterback.
C.J. Stroud.
Incorrect. Will Levis of Kentucky. Will Levis.
Okay.
Number three, the Cardinals, Will Anderson to Alabama. Obvious. The Bears drop down to the four and take Jalen Carter, who could be as good as anybody, the defensive tackle out of Georgia, and pick up a lot of draft capital.
Okay.
They do have the Raiders at 7 taking C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
They're banking on both Seattle and Detroit Lions passing on improving their quarterback situation.
And I think both teams should pass on a quarterback. Unless somebody is willing to... I'll trade out of that pick.
If I'm the Seahawks and I have a gift first-round draft pick at the 5 spot, passing on C.J. Stroud, and I'm going to take Geno Smith's next 5 years over C.J. Stroud. That's going to be tough to sell to the fans.
I don't need Geno Smith for 5 years. I might just need him for 3 years. You can't just go, you know what? Bryce Young went. Will Levis went. All right, we'll take C.J. You can't do, all right, we'll take C.J. Stroud. These teams who spend all year and they scout, they have interviews, the combine, the pro day, and you can't get to the draft and go, all right, we'll take C.J. Stroud. It's got to be, this is the guy that I want. That's it. That's the guy that I want. And if I don't get him, then I move on. Yes, Eden.
Doesn't Will Levis have Carolina Panthers written all over him, though?
Probably. Yeah, probably looks good in that Carolina blue.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything else in that? Where's, what is it, Anthony Richardson?
Oh, they love them some Anthony Richardson. He is polarizing because he's built like a tight end. The quarterback,
he's built like Roethlisberger.
Yeah, the quarterback out of Florida.
Yeah.
You remember he was our September VP?
Yes.
September Heisman?
Yeah.
And then that cooled off fast. They have him going to Carolina with the 9 spot.
Oh. Another Cam Newton?
Here's a hypothetical. If you're the Carolina Panthers at 9, you could draft the 4th quarterback off the board, or you could trade that pick for Justin Fields. Which would you do?
Let's see. You know what? It's too early to tell that because I don't know. They might go after they break down Anthony Richardson like, oh, my gosh, he is Ben Roethlisberger. Or they might go, you know what? On second thought, Justin Fields, he can really throw the football. You know, we got a couple of young receivers, you know. So would I take Justin Fields? Yeah. If I'm Carolina? Now, you passed on him, but that's a whole different regime, different staff. But, you know, it goes back to you can't, at that position, you can't go, all right, we'll take that quarterback.
That's the Christian Ponder argument, right?
Yes, and that happened where you had these GMs go, wait a minute, let's grab a quarterback. We'll take Christian Ponder. Hey, let's take Blaine Gabbert. You don't just whimsically draft a quarterback. He's got to be the quarterback that fits you, game plan, style, weather, all of that, division. Yeah, Pauline.
The 2011 draft you're talking about, Cam Newton went first to Carolina. Then you go down a little bit. Jake Locker, who was very popular. Ooh.
I like Jake Locker an awful lot. He was just a great athlete.
He had injury issues, but there, if you look at his draft reviews, everyone loved Tennessee taking Jake Locker out of Washington.
But that's when the draft changed. When Locker went, and then there was a run on quarterbacks.
Blaine Gabbert goes 10 to Jacksonville. Didn't work out. Christian Ponder, who 2 months earlier you could find at the top of the third round in mock drafts, went 12 to Minnesota.
No.
Did not work out.
No. Yes, he...
But that's like... So many GMs and teams overthink this pick, right? Like, if Christian Ponder is graded as a third rounder, that's why we're going to get him at 12. We just won the draft.
Outthought everybody.
Yeah.
Amongst the second-round draft picks, Andy Dalton, who's still playing and has 244 career touchdowns. Cincinnati took him at the top of the second round, and Colin Kaepernick was also early second round to the 49ers, and that worked out for quite a while.
I remember after the draft, I said Andy Dalton was the best quarterback that I thought the Bengals got a steal because they got him in the second round. And that's based off one game that I saw Andy Dalton play the entire game. And that's when he was unbelievable. I think Rose Bowl against J.J. Watt.
Oh, the 11th pick of the draft to Houston, 2011.
What's the poll question we're going with, Seton?
Only based off of the number one topic of the day.
Mm.
If you were the Bears GM,
ooh,
you would trade the number one pick and build around Fields, or trade Fields and draft the best quarterback?
This is so much better that it's the Bears. The Bears aren't interesting.
No.
But this decision's really interesting.
Yes.
If the Texans had the number one pick, we wouldn't be discussing this topic today.
Okay, rebuilding. All right.
Texans would go, we're going to take Bryce Young, and that's it. Then we'd go, okay, nothing to see here. Let's move on. Topekia in Tampa. Hopefully I got that name right.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Dan. First time, long time. I have a couple things, actually. I'm calling to say that I kind of disagree with you on the Justin Fields things, and I agree with Seton. They should give him one more year.
Okay.
And then second, I was wondering if you guys could say happy birthday to my boyfriend, Jarrett. He's been listening for a long, long time, and he kind of got me started listening to you guys every morning.
How old is Jarrett?
He turned 34 today.
All right. As long as he, is he the guy? I mean, is he the one? Is he your Justin Fields? Are you going to give him one more year?
Definitely. Definitely. I'm pretty sure, that he will retire with the franchise for this one.
Can he pass better than Justin Fields can?
Definitely.
Okay. Oh. All right. How about happy birthday?
Jared's 31.
The Jared.
She's not going to drop him.
Happy birthday.
She runs the house.
Didn't sound like a number one overall pick to me. Jarrett, but
see, Topeka is putting some humanity back in the game.
Yes, and that's
much like I am.
That's what the draft is all about.
Humanity.
You make a mistake, that's okay. It was about humanity.
Hey, let's give them a chance.
Yeah. How about Tyler in Michigan joining us? Hi, Tyler. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan.
Hey.
Second time, long time, 6'2", 260.
All right.
If the Bears don't decide to plow the field and they stick with Justin, is there anyone in the draft worth taking at number one, or do they sell the pick to the highest bidder?
I would sell the pick. I would try to get something there. Absolutely. If you're sold on Justin Fields and you know there's going to be four or five teams that would love to have Bryce Young, absolutely. Yeah, I love Jalen Carter. Is he another Aaron Donald, which probably isn't a fair comparison, but he's a very, very good player. But I, once again, this is so early in the process. When these mock drafts come out, they change, and it feels like week to week you're going to get mock drafts and it's going to change. Or somebody's going to have a mock draft and go, Will Levis, number one quarterback. Or somebody's going to say C.J. Stroud. It's going to happen, guaranteed. But we always want the quarterback that we can't have, and that is Caleb Williams in this year's draft, Drake May in this year's draft. We always love the quarterback. And then it's their turn, and then you go, God, you see that guy at such and such? Can't wait for him to come out. Yeah, Marv.
We just brought up Jake Locker. I feel that like that was Jake Locker. He was the number one pick, I think, the year before. Or what's that, my man? Christian Hackenberg.
Oh, Christian Hackenberg, after his freshman year at Penn State, you could find articles saying, if he were available, blank. And same with Josh Rosen at UCLA. He was not no pun intended, white hot.
But that's where you get the professionals. When the professionals get to talk to them, get to run them through tests, check medical, I mean, all of those things, that's when you get the real answer. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that I have, you know, one former scout and a current scout in the NFL that helped me with that. And, you know, sometimes they're wrong in their assessment, but they will always say, we want to check the medicals when they go to the combine. Medicals are so important. Also, if it's a quarterback, the whiteboard where you say, hey, here's the play, or, you know, you're going to put them, you know, through the ringer there and almost have a pop quiz when they're up there on the whiteboard and they're going to be, you know, drawing on that. Once you get those things, it's like somebody had to see something in Brock Purdy that somebody else didn't see. Like, did Kyle Shanahan actually see something and say, oh my gosh, let's take him? Because we thought he was going to be a lot more than what he was at Iowa State. And then all of a sudden, it's one of those draft day, you know, last day of the draft, last pick of the draft, and they go, Brock Purdy. And I immediately go, Brocktober! I thought of Seton, because Seton has been on the Brock Purdy bandwagon. You were on the bandwagon before, and there was nobody. All the seats were open, right?
Yeah, there wasn't much of a bandwagon at all. Some random game where he torched West Virginia 3-4 years ago, whenever it was.
Oh, Seton came in and goes, Brocktober!
They had this wide receiver whose name I can't think of, but they just absolutely demolished West Virginia, and I was like, this kid is winning the Heisman.
He did. We started the Iowa State didn't even start a campaign for him for the Heisman, but we did.
October.
Yeah, Paul.
What happened to Brock Purdy at Iowa State, he had this monster sophomore year, you know, and everyone's like, oh, he's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then he stayed, and the entire, you know, Iowa State just cooled off. And Will Levis had the same thing. Like, Kentucky this year was a bit disappointing second half of the season. And so people aren't talking about Will Levis.
I watched the Florida game. I watched him a couple of times. And I came away with, hey, he's a project. Now, that might take a little while. But, you know, they've said that about Mahomes.
Mahomes had project all over his
draft
profile.
Well, he was. He was a project for a year. And then he figured out the project and then became best quarterback in the league. Let's take a break here. More phone calls coming up. Oh, I'm glad the Bears are so bad.
Oh, me too.
They're on the clock right now. What are they going to do? We got drama here.
You told me in September the Bears are irrelevant. I told you, Dan, they won't be.
You're right. I said, this is a bad football team. And they proved to me right on that. But now they're interesting. You don't want to be interesting in the offseason. You'd like to be interesting during the season. When you consider the numbers, the number of teams, this is why there's always hope in the NFL. Always. Up with hope, down with dope. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting, or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Left side, got it!
They're
going
to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Loose ball. Oladipo has it now. Off to the races. Got it to Jimmy. Working off the block. Got the defender in the air. Up and off the glass. And one for Butler.
Wow. That's courtesy of the Heat Radio Network. Jimmy Butler, the only player in the last 60 years to score 35 or more points while making six or fewer field goals. In case you're wondering, the Miami Heat went 40 for 40 at the line. Jimmy Butler went 23 for 23.
Dang.
Yes. That's your play of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Hottest rookies, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection right now, PaniniAmerica.net. I mentioned that, you know, every fan base has hope. Like, spring training is awesome. You go to spring training, the weather's great, your team looks good, and you have hope. You could be a Pirates fan, and you have hope. Hey, this might be the year. Maybe we get a wild card. Or the Yankees. This is the year we're going to win it all. Or the Dodgers. Then you have football. That's true hope. That's where you know every year at least four teams get into the playoffs who didn't get in the previous year. Look at the Bengals 2 years ago. How about the Lions this year? Being competitive. That moment where you might get into the playoffs. You have a chance. You're relevant. Now, it's one of the more extraordinary stats, I think. Seven teams in the playoffs this year. Baltimore, Jacksonville, Chargers, Miami, Minnesota, Giants, Seattle. They've returned to the postseason after missing the postseason. Since 1990, there's been a streak of 33 consecutive years where you have at least four teams that qualified for the playoffs who weren't in the postseason the year before.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
The great Melissa Etheridge there. But that is true hope. That's all you want, is a true chance. Because of the salary cap, because of draft picks, because of the schedule, you know, the NFL caters to you. You know, the Giants survived, you know, all those coaches, Danny Dimes, Saquon Barkley, and here they are on the road with a very good chance to win. You know, the Seahawks we thought were tanking, and look at that, playing San Francisco in the playoffs. Hope. And that's all you want. We got a chance. Because you look at baseball, salary, you know, you're seeing those that have and those that don't. And it's very evident there. Now, occasionally, you'll get that feel-good story. Somebody puts it together for 1 year. But how many teams go into spring training with true hope where you go, you know what? We're going to contend. Football, everybody, almost everybody, should go into the season going, you know, if I said the Lions and Jags are both going to compete for playoff spots. Jags made it. Hosting a play. They won the division. So you had the debacle with Urban Meyer. You bring in Doug Peterson, and all of a sudden you go, that team is going to make the playoffs. They're going to win the division. You're going to go, there is no way. They're better than the Texans. They're not better than the Colts or the Titans. I thought they were a year away. The Lions, I thought, would make the playoffs this year. Having that hope is what is great. So next year, I know it seems like a pipe dream, but if I said to the Texans or the Bears, hey, one of you is going to compete for a playoff spot next year. Now you're going to say, well, that's crazy. Well, you would have said Jacksonville and Detroit this year competing would be crazy. But it happens. And the fall from grace, look at Arizona. They're up there competing, and all of a sudden they're gone. And now DeAndre Hopkins, I think, wants out. Who's going to be coaching that team? They don't have hope. But the following year, they could. And it can be based off of a couple of draft picks, free agents you bring in. Let's say the Commanders bring in Jimmy G, Derek Carr. Is that the difference? They got a good roster, got talent. Carolina, they almost won the division. What happens if Brady leaves Tampa? Do the Saints get better? Is Desmond Ridder the Falcons quarterback of the future? And if he is, you got Drake London, you got Kyle Pitts, you have some talent, offensive-minded head coach. So that's true hope, and that's what makes the NFL so great, well, for a variety of reasons. But you do think you have a legitimate chance to make the playoffs, or you should. Yeah, Paul.
The Bengals in 2019, 2-14, their offense was 31st in the NFL. 2 years later, they have a drive with the ball to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
2 years later.
Yeah.
And right now they're 12-4, and they look to be set. Like Joe Burrow said, what's the window for your team? The window is my career, Joe Burrow said the other day when asked what the window was. How about this? Which team right now in the NFL feels most hopeless in the short-ish, longish term? Here's mine I'll throw out there. I'd say the Cleveland Browns. They felt closer to the Super Bowl 2 years ago than they do now. They have a quarterback who's almost perpetually disliked, so they won't even be a lovable story, which the Browns should be if they ever made the playoffs. And
that doesn't prevent him from playing well just because
he's
polarizing or we may not like what the Browns did.
He didn't do a lot this year. The defense seems like they're regressing, which wasn't their strong points. They have to contend with Joe Burrow for the next decade and the Ravens and Steelers, who are perpetually competitive.
Yeah.
I would say the Browns, I would bet a week's pay that they don't. I just feel like the Browns are in for a long 5 years. And the other team, I would say the Arizona Cardinals.
Do the Browns make the playoffs in the next 5 years?
No.
Ooh.
5 years. Tub of ice.
You'll do a tub of ice.
5 years from now.
5 years.
It gives me 5 years to lift.
So today,
if the Browns.
On this date, 5 years from now.
If the Browns win the division.
Oh, now it's win the division. Oh, slip that one by the goalie.
That's my move. That's one of my moves.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, more.
Tub of ice.
You know what? I'm going to take his bet.
Oh, so.
The Browns win a division in the next 5 years.
Okay.
At least once.
Tub of ice.
Tub of ice.
You got to. How long are you in the tub of ice?
Oh, like submerge or shoulder? Like
shoulder.
Like J.J. Watt in
in
Norway?
Yeah.
Wherever he was?
Yes.
I would say it's your chin.
But for how long?
60 seconds.
That's got to be longer than that.
All right.
5 minutes.
Well, no, because I can't have you die.
Yeah. Until you pass out.
Yeah. Until you turn blue. All right. At least 60 seconds. All right.
It's on, Marv.
Okay. All right. Tub. I think he just called you a tub of ice.
Dang.
Marvin.
Hurtful.
Yeah. Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager, agrees with me on what the Bears should do with the number one overall pick. He'll join us coming up. One more item as we close out hour one, and then Sleep Number's here to help you with your New Year's resolution. I mean, we're a couple of weeks into January. You probably already ruined the other one, right? This is the one you need to adhere to. Make sleep your number one goal, your New Year's resolution. And you can do it thanks to the great folks at Sleep Number. Lowest prices of the season right now. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, only $899. So you save $200 right there. Go into the store. Ask about Sleep Number. How do you get your Sleep Number? Ask about Sleep IQ technology. challenging. Also, ask about some of the other things that they suggest on getting a great night's sleep. Keep the thermostat around 65 to 68 degrees, ideal for sleep. But so is the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed. Only $899, save $200. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.